The Wounded Wolf by Jean Craighead George. A wounded wolf climbs Toklat Ridge, a massive spine of rock and ice. As he limps, dawn strikes the ridge and lights it up with sparks and stars. Rocco, the wounded wolf, blinks in the ice fire, then stops to rest and watch his pack run the thawing Arctic Valley. They plunge and turn. They fight the mighty caribou that struck young Rocco with his hoof and wounded him. He jumped between the beast and Kiglo, leader of the Toklat pack. Young Rocco spun and fell. Hooves, paws, and teeth roared over him. And then his pack and the beast were gone. Gravely injured, Rocco pulls himself toward the shelter rock. Weakness overcomes him. He stops. He and his pack are thin and hungry. This is the season of starvation. The winter's harvest has been taken. The produce of spring has not begun. Young Rocco glances down the valley. He droops his head and stiffens his tail to signal to his pack that he is badly hurt. Winds wail. A frigid blast picks up long shawls of snow and drapes them between young Rocco and his pack. And so his message is not read. A raven scouting Toklat Ridge sees Rocco's signal. "Kong, kong, kong," he bells. "Death is coming to the ridge. There will be flesh and bone for all." His voice rolls out across the valley. It penetrates the rocky cracks where the Toklat ravens rest. One by one they hear and spread their wings. They beat their way to Toklat Ridge. They alight upon the snow and walk behind the wounded wolf. "Kong," they toll with keen excitement, for the Raven Clan is hungry too. "Kong, kong, there will be flesh and bone for all." Rocco snarls and hurries toward the shelter rock. A cloud of snow envelops him. He limps in blinding whiteness now. A ghostly presence flits around. The white fox states. "Death is coming to the ridge." Rocco smells the fox tagging at his heels. The cloud whirls off. Two golden eyes look up at Rocco. The snowy owl has heard the ravens and joined the death watch. Rocco limps along. The ravens walk. The white fox leaps. The snowy owl flies and hops along the rim of Toklat Ridge. Rocco stops. Below the ledge, out on the flats, the musk ox herd is circling. They form a ring and all face out, a fort of heads and horns and fur that sweeps down to their hooves. Their circle means to Rocco that an enemy is present. He squints and smells the wind. It carries scents of thawing ice, broken glass, and earth. The grizzly bear is up. He has awakened from his winter's sleep. A craving need for flesh will drive him. Rocco sees the shelter rock. He strains to reach it. He stumbles. The ravens move in closer. The white fox boldly walks beside him. "Ha, ha, ha," he yaps. The snowy owl flies ahead, alights, and waits. The grizzly hears the eager fox and rises on his flat hind feet. He twists his powerful neck and head. His great paws dangle at his chest. He sees the animal procession and hears the raven's knell of death. Dropping to all fours, he joins the march up Toklat Ridge. Rocco stops. His breath comes hard. A raven alights upon his back and picks the open wound. Rocco snaps. The raven flies and circles back. The white fox nips at Rocco's toes. The snowy owl inches closer. The grizzly bear, still dulled by sleep, stumbles onto Toklat Ridge. Only yards from the shelter rock, Rocco falls. Instantly, the ravens mob him. They scream and peck and stab at his eyes. The white fox leaps upon his wound. The snowy owl sits and waits. Young Rocco struggles to his feet. He bites the ravens, snaps the fox, and lunges at the stoic owl. He turns and warns the grizzly bear. Then he bursts into a run and falls against the shelter rock. The wounded wolf wedges down between the rock and barren ground. Now protected on three sides, he turns and faces all his foes. The ravens step a few feet closer. The fox slides toward him on his belly. The snowy owl blinks and waits, and on the ridge rim roars the hungry grizzly bear. Roko growls. The sun comes up. Far across the Toklat Valley, Roko hears his pack's hunt's end song. The music wails and sobs, wilder than the bleating wind. The hunt song ends. Next comes the roll call. Each member of the Toklat pack barks to say that he is home and well. Kiglo here, Roko hears his leader bark. There is a pause. It is young Roko's turn. He cannot lift his head to answer. The pack is silent. The leader starts the count once more. Kiglo here. A pause. Roko cannot answer. The wounded wolf whimpers softly. A mindful raven hears. Kong, 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 he tolls. This is the end. His booming sounds across the valley. The wolf pack hears the raven's message that something is dying. They know it is Roko, who has not answered roll call. The hours pass. The wind slams snow on Toklat Ridge. Massive clouds blot out the sun. In their gloom, Roko sees the death watch move in closer. Suddenly he hears the musk oxen thundering into their circle. The ice cracks as the grizzly leaves. The ravens burst into the air. The white fox runs. The snowy owl flaps to the top of the shelter rock. And Kiglo rounds the knoll. In his mouth he carries meat. He drops it close to Roko's head and wags his tail excitedly. Roko licks Kiglo's chin to honor him. Then Kiglo puts his mouth around Roko's nose. This gesture says, I am your leader. And by mouthing Roko, he binds him and all the wolves together. The wounded wolf wags his tail. Kiglo trots away. Already Roko's wound feels better. He gulps the food and feels his strength return. He shatters bone, flesh, and gristle and shakes the scraps out on the snow. The hungry ravens swoop upon them. The white fox snatches up a bone. The snowy owl gulps down flesh and fur, and Roko wags his tail and watches. For days, Kiglo brings young Roko food. He gnashes, gorges, and shatters bits upon the snow. A purple sandpiper winging north sees ravens, owl, and fox. And he drops in upon the feast. The long-tailed Jaeger gull flies down and joins the crowd on Toklat Ridge. Roko wags his tail. One dawn he moves his wounded leg. He stretches it and pulls himself into the sunlight. He walks. He romps. He runs in circles. He leaps and plays with chunks of ice. Suddenly he stops. The hunt's end song rings out. Next comes the roll call. Kiglo here. Roko here, he barks out strongly. The pack is silent. Kiglo here, the leader repeats. Roko here. Across the distance comes the sound of whoops and yipes and barks and howls. They fill the dawn with celebration, and Roko prances down the ridge.